This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. You can follow me at James T. Harris on Twitter. We were talking about how there's got a big problem. The Democrat Party has a problem. They can't attract men. They lost men. They're never going to get them back. You can't get men talking about, you know, transgender. Look what they did to the military. Destroyed the military with transgender. Kicked military men out who refused to take the COVID vaccination. They've got the cross-dressing parties. No. Soon as President Trump gets into office, what? The drag queens get kicked to the curb. DEI gets kicked to the curb. And all of a sudden, we're setting recruitment records. Men want to be men. Men want to be around other men. I asked Chris, that is Jesse Kelly's producer, is there any woman that comes to mind, you know, that he would be interested in listening to or following? He said, no, no one. Actually, I said Nancy Pelosi. I actually met Nancy Pelosi. We actually had a fling. This is back in 2018. I was out in Washington, D.C., just walking the streets of Washington, D.C. at night. Walking around the beautiful capital, our nation's capital, and lo and behold, there was a protest. Oh, it was John Lewis. Remember when John Lewis was having to sit in, you know, on gun control or something like that? Well, you had a big crowd out there of lefties supporting him, and I happened to be walking through the crowd, and guess who came down the steps in all of her glory? Oh, my goodness. Maxine Waters. I ran over to her. Mr. Speaker, can I please have a picture with you? I was cheesing so hard. I was smiling. People were like, oh, my God, he loves her. Oh, what a great Democrat. Nope. Same thing, Sheila Jackson Lee, may she rest in peace. I had a picture with her. Maxine Waters, I got a picture with her. Oh, man. It was a short fling, but memorable. No, if there's any woman right now in the Democrat Party that I would listen to, just give her a short time of day, it would be AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Why? Because she's kind of attractive. Well, she's not talking. Am I wrong? I'm sure a lot of people out there. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. No, I am not wrong. I will give James. That is so sexist. Yeah, it is. You know what? Men kind of think like that. You can't beat that out of me. You can't feminize me. She's pretty. I'll give her the time of day. But then when she starts talking about that socialist nonsense, well, I got to kick her to the curb. But besides that, okay, well, that's a liberal thing. I like Tulsi Gabbard. She crossed over. She's on our side now. I mean, I would support her. Absolutely. But look at the women that they're talking about on the left. AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. Y'all, come on now. Come on. Jasmine Crockett. We call her, I gotta be careful. I call her Jazzy Ratchet. because of the ghetto mentality that she has brought to the house. I can say that. Most of you can't say that. I can say that. Jasmine Crockett single-handedly has ushered in black fatigue. Black folks are even tired of this mess. Stop it. You're supposed to represent something here. Y'all know Hot Wheels don't do. Y'all know. Stop it. Please. And you know what? People are getting so tired of it that they're beginning to call it out. You had, who was this? This is Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy over on Fox News.
AOC and Jasmine Crockett represent single blue districts in New York and Texas. My math is as bad as Mrs. Crockett's grammar, but that's less than one half of 1% of the country. Are folks who can't win in swing states really the right spokespeople for Democrats?
No. No, they're not. They're not going to get anybody to the party with them. Plus, you know what? Jesse Waters the other night, he was talking about this. He's like, you know what? They have a severe man problem because they don't have really manly men on their side of the aisle.
I was at a resort a little while back, and I saw Senator Thune at the gym. The man is jacked, and the guy is in great shape, and he lifts hard. And you look at Schumer, he's built like a woman. Now, men do not want to be led by the party of women.
We don't.
Men want to be led by other men. So Democrats need to become men, and then they can persuade men.
Yes.
But they have to lift first.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
They got to lift first. They got to take some chalk. They got to get the testosterone up. They have to. If they don't, we're not going to follow. We're not going to follow Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete Buttigieg and his husband. What's his husband's name? Tristan or Chris? Up there, man feeding, breastfeeding, chest feeding their children. Stop it. I'm on a paternity leave. While we got a chemical spill in East Palestine, Ohio. You're out on paternity leave. Stop it. He's supposed to be one of the front runners. Please let him be the front runner. And no man's going to vote for that. That's soft. Jesse Kelly is on to something.
People will forget what you said. People will forget.
Did I say Jesse Kelly? I meant Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters is on to something.
People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People don't like the way they feel around Democrats.
They don't.
Because Democrats don't like the way they feel.
They
and if
don't.
They lifted, they feel better. And then everybody around them would feel better.
You had me at Maya. But...
He's absolutely correct. But Chris said the great Jessies think alike. They do. They absolutely do. And, you know, the polls are reflecting this. You can't get away from it. The Democrats have a real problem. I do believe that the Democrat Party is facing extinction. James, what do you mean? Come on. Stop all of that pie in the sky. I'm not. What can they do right now? What is drawing people back to the Democrat Party? They've got nothing. And the more that they look at the shape that they're in, the more that they look at the polls. I mean, you have some Democrats that are truly starting to freak out because they realize that they don't have any strong leadership. The leadership of the Democrat Party is in the wilderness.
How Americans sort of see the parties, which party is better described as the party with strong leaders. Look at this.
Wow.
16% of Americans say Democrats.
16.
20% say that of the Republican Party. Now, overall, no party's doing great. Lots of Americans say neither of these qualities apply to either party. Mm-hmm. But look at how much worse off the Democrats are. A party that gets things done. Mm-hmm. Only 19% of Americans say that about the Democrats. 36% say it about the Republicans. In fact, the only place that the Democrats are numerically ahead, party of the middle class. This is basically a tie, though.
Yeah.
34% say that of Democrats. 32% say that of Republicans. But this, I think, is the most fascinating. How do partisans talk about their own party?
Right?
So among Democrats and Democratic leaners, 32% say Democrats are the party with strong leaders. I mean, of their own kind.
Their
right?
own 82% kind.
82% of Republican or Republican leaders say that about the GOP. Only 41% of Democrats say they're the party that gets things done of their own kind. And I will just say, 51%, Manu, a majority of Democratic and Democratic leaners say neither party gets the party that gets things done attribute. Imagine that is the whole, that's the project the Democrats are working on.
Yeah, and beyond the issues here, there's some structural problems with the Democrats as well.
There are. And again, this is where we ended up on election night in 2024.
Yes, yeah, the structural problems are they can't come back from this. They can't come back from this. You know what? It's what Jesse, not Jesse Kelly, Jesse Waters just said.
People will forget what you said.
They
will. People will forget what you did.
They will.
People will never forget how you made them feel.
Mm. Mm.
People don't like the way they feel around Democrats. Because Democrats don't like the way they feel. And if they live.
There it is. Democrats don't like the way they feel around Democrats. That's part of the reason why Pride Month is waning. They don't want to be around us anymore. It's not cool anymore. Plus, what are we really celebrating here? Look at the poll numbers. That one pollster, he kind of stepped over the real big story here. For eons, it was the Democrats that were known as the working party. It was the Democrat that was known as the middle class party. Not anymore.
Historically speaking, which is the party of the middle class has been a huge advantage for Democrats. I have polling from NBC going all the way back since 1989 when Democrats had a 23-point advantage. 2016, a 17-point advantage. But by this decade, we already started seeing declines back in 2022 where you saw that Democrats led, but only by 4 points, well within the margin of error. And now in our latest CNN poll among registered voters, which is the party of the middle class? It is tied. This, I think, speaks to Democratic ills more than anything else. They have traditionally been the party of the middle class. No more. Donald Trump and the Republican Party have taken that mantle away, and now a key advantage for Democrats historically has gone adios, amigos, and now there is no party that is the party of the middle class. Republicans have completely closed the gap.
Completely closed the gap. And it will continue to go upward. Why? Because Pete Hegseth can do push-ups. No. It's policy. Policy. And plus, you know, the conservatives, MAGA supporters, once you get past the propaganda, they're just a joy to be around. They actually love the country. Democrats don't love the country. Liberals don't love the country. The media does not love the country. I'll show you how. Coming up next, James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. For dealing with everyday aches and pains, introduce Relief Factor as a great addition to your daily routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally, 100% drug-free. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. Relief Factor does not just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. The longer you take it, the more effective it is. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, 550 KFYI, and in Tucson, 790 KNST. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? Capitalism has produced the greatest increase in human wealth, living standards, and overall flourishing. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses. That's right, free online courses. Learn about the United States Constitution, the stories in the Book of Genesis, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's free online courses. Hillsdale recently launched a new course, Understanding Capitalism, that, you know, you got to watch this. 7 lectures, you'll learn about the role of profit and loss, how human nature plays a role in our economic system, why capitalism depends on private property rights, the rule of law, and above all, freedom, and why capitalism, ultimately, a system that encourages morality rather than undermines it. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll. There's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/Jesse to register. hillsdale.edu/JESSE. When we talk about the nature of the Democrats, I mean, every Democrat, especially every Democrat legislator, they ought to go to take this Hillsdale, because you know what? They have no love for the Constitution. They have no love for the country. They hate this country. Look at what's happening on our elite universities. Look what's happening at Harvard. The commencement speeches, the free Palestine from the river to the sea. Do you know what? The Free Palestine Movement is the latest version of Antifa. Only they've grown to be a little bit more violent. But it's more of the same. When you talk about the free Palestine, you're talking about Marxism. When you're talking about Black Lives Matter, you're talking about Marxism. This is what the left does. This is their tool. These are their black booted thugs. They're brown shirts. This is how they intimidate people. It's more than just domestic terrorism. That's what they've unleashed. Remember back when we were all locked down in COVID? Well, most of you were. I was not. I did not participate in the pandemic. While people were locked up, you had these organizations dropping off bricks in cities, you know, putting them in little piles so that Antifa could get to them and so they could destroy the cities, set fires during their mostly peaceful protests. We're seeing something similar right now. And it's unleashed. You know, they're talking about having a worldwide jihad. Worldwide rage over what? Palestine. Most of the people on these college campuses have not been to Palestine, have not been to Israel, have not visited the Middle East. I have. I've been to Palestine. I've talked to Palestinians. I've talked to Muslims. I've talked to Jews. And most importantly, I talked to the Christians on both sides. Having different perspective of what's going on. All I'm trying to tell you is what you're seeing from these college campuses, what you're seeing from the deranged people, we've got Americans that were set on fire, Jewish Americans set on fire in the streets of America. That's taking it to a different level. And it's so intertwined with the Biden administration and the Biden policies. The lunatic who set those people on fire, the Egyptian national who overstayed his visa, deported twice, was here under the Biden administration. And we're not even talking about the young American of African descent. The mother who was killed by what, 6 illegal aliens, teenagers? Who wanted to steal the car, couldn't get in the car, so they killed the woman. That's not being blasted all over the news. But it's the same spawn from the dark Democrats. Demonic. What's happening in our country? It's not just happening in our country. It's happening around Western civilization. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in England. It's happening in France. What's happening in France? Don't go on vacation in France right now. Avoid Paris. The Muslims have risen up. The jihadists. The same ilk. You know, isn't this crazy? The guy who set these people on fire could talk about free Palestine, free the Palestinian people. Then you can go to our elite college campuses and hear students Even valedictorians say the same thing, use the same language. We got a problem. And it's a problem that we are going to have to address. We've been warned. We've been warned by Christians in Syria. We've been warned by conservatives in France and England. They've been overrun. Will we be overrun? Well, you know what? We've got a political party out there that is turning a blind eye and not acknowledging what is really going on. Let's talk about that. James Tierra is sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun. Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI. Tucson, Arizona as well, my adopted hometown, 790 KNST. You can also follow me at James T. Harris, introducing the all-new compact launcher. Smallest launcher to date, 4.7 inches long and two smartphone thick. That's kind of compact. Fires at 400 feet per second with 41 joules of force per square inch. If you don't want to use a firearm, this is the way to go. Proudly American, over 80% of the components in the compact launcher is sourced in the USA, and their pistols are handheld in Fort Wayne, assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now, the Byrna is legal in all 50 states, no permits or background checks needed. The Byrna launcher has powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds with a 60-foot range. You know, if you ever pull your firearm, you know, out of your holster, your life changes forever. If you don't want to do that, to avoid that, the guilt possibly of having to take someone's life or shoot somebody, this is the way to go. Go to Byrna.com and use the retail locator to find the nearest location offering live demonstrations, including select Sportsman Warehouse stores, Byrna retail stores, and authorized premier dealers. That's Byrna, BYRNA.com. I want to tell you, if you're going to be out there demonstrating, marching, even peacefully, you might want to have a Byrna. Because we have a new style of protester going on here. They're more aggressive. They are more violent than Antifa. And, well, they're ideological driven. You see, you had to pay Antifa to sometimes to go out there and protest. You don't have to pay these people. These people are true believers. They've been indoctrinated. They've been radicalized on college campuses. They found their way into this country under the open door policies of President Biden. And now they're being activated. And what's crazy is that, you know, the hate has just like transformed. It's sort of like a demon possession. It's gone over into these people who are talking about Palestine, never been there. You know, I can understand some of the Palestinians' plight. I can. Been there, talked to them. I can understand it. But you're telling me that setting innocent Americans on fire is the solution? And then when questioned about it, if you're a supporter of this, for you to have no comment like Ilhan Omar? That's disgusting. That's disturbing. That's un-American. The Palestinian movement is violent. You have Guy Benson who weighed in on this. He made a very interesting observation. He said, you know what? Oh, let me see. In the last few weeks, we had a Jewish governor while sleeping in his home had his house firebombed. We had a Jewish couple who's working for the Israeli Assembly murdered in front of the Holocaust Museum. We've had campus overflowing with Palestinian rioters. We've had people, American Jews, set on fire in the streets of Colorado. If this were any other group, if this were being perpetrated by the MAGA movement, would this be wall-to-wall news, wall-to-wall condemnation? None of that is happening right now. Guy Benson.
To talk honestly and specifically about what's happening here. I saw an observer yesterday note that Hamas supporters aren't just burning American flags in our streets. They're now burning Americans in our streets. When we hear these chants of globalize the intifada by any means necessary, ringing out in our cities, on our campuses at these hate rallies, this is what it actually looks like in practice. It looks like a governor's mansion torched in the middle of the night with a Jewish leader sleeping upstairs with his family. It looks like two employees of the Israeli embassy in this city, our capital city, murdered in cold blood at a Jewish museum. And it looks like these elderly Jewish Americans firebombed at a peaceful rally on behalf of releasing hostages in Colorado. The pro-Palestine movement is a violent movement.
Yes, it is.
The rhetoric is violent.
Yes, it is.
They justify violence. They celebrate violence. And increasingly, they are engaging in violence, not just over there. Here, yep, in the United States, it's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. And it has to stop. It's a disgrace. I've been on this one for years, too. Look, if you're coming to America, welcome if you come here legally. Welcome. But don't you bring that mess with you. You leave your ethnic, you know, whatever's behind. You become American. It used to be you come to be a melting pot. I'm not naive. I realize now it's more of a salad bowl. You got your olives over there and your tomatoes over there with some leafy greens, croutons. But still, an American salad. We got people coming over here. You've got Palestinians chasing Jews in Los Angeles. You got blacks, attacking Asians in major metropolitan. What is going on? And we tolerate it, and we tolerate it, and it grows, and it grows. Now, you actually have the Palestinian conflict. Everybody in the world wants to take out the Jews. That's crazy. And now it's playing out in our own streets, and the left seems to be cool with it. Oh, no.
Well, I mean, this is horrific. And what more do we need to see, Jake, before we realize this Free Palestine movement is nothing more than a domestic terror organization right now? Mm-hmm. I mean, we had the killings in Washington a couple of weeks ago. We had this issue in Colorado. We've seen, the activities on college campuses now for months and months and months and months. The rise of anti-Semitism in America, the rise in the number of people who have come to America who hold anti-American views, anti-Western views, and anti-Semitic views, and are now willing to act on it. It is absolutely outrageous. And I think as a society, we need to understand we are dealing with domestic terrorism. It's growing more violent by the day. And if we don't deal with it, these kinds of things are going to keep happening in cities all over the place. It's awful. And we need to come to grips with the fight that we're in right now in America, a fight for the future of our country and the future of Western civilization, in my opinion.
Scott Jennings, CNN, dead dead on. Absolutely dead on. He's 100% correct. And here's the problem. You know, he said twofold. You got anti-American people here. You have anti-Jews people here. They're uniting in their demonic hatred for the country. What are you going to do about this? And here's what's crazy. Even one of the people who was injured over the weekend, I believe the gentleman was 88 years old, peacefully marching to bring attention to the hostages that are still being held by Hamas. A man who experienced the Holocaust is now facing it again on the streets of America. And the left is cool with it. As someone who's traveled the world, a good chunk of the world, and has been caught up in some ethnic sticky situations, one of them in India, the Indians, Hindus against the Muslims. I'm like, you got to get me out of here, talking to my rickshaw driver. You got to get me up out of here. Well, how do they identify one from the other? Well, they strip you down, and if you are uncircumcised, that means that you're not Muslim. You're going to get got, and vice versa. Craziness. Primal hatred that most Americans do not understand. We got our own hatreds, but our hatreds maybe go back, 180 years, 200, and mostly was all, coming to pretty much south until Obama came back in here and started to mix it all up again. But believe me, we've got nothing on the tribal tensions that are playing out around the world and now in the streets of the United States of America. Well, what do you do? Well, I got an interesting story I want to show you. Kennedy from Fox News, Guy Benson, who you've also heard of. You had some other folks that took a trip over to Poland, and they had a very, very interesting experience that mirrors something that I experienced over 30 years ago, dating myself. I know you thought I was a young man. I'm a little bit older than Chris. That is Jesse Kelly's producer. But I have seen things. History is starting to rhyme. You often heard the phrase, history repeats itself. No. History is rhyming. We need to learn from the past to make sure that we don't repeat the same mistakes. We'll talk about that coming up next. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, 550 KFYI. That's where you can hear the Conservative Circus. You can also hear it at 790 KNST out of my adopted town of Tucson. We're talking about the violence that are in the streets, the violence that's on our college campuses, the pro-Palestinian movement. People often ask me, hey, well, what side of this are you on? I stand with Israel. I stand with the Palestinians. No, I stand with the Christians over there. Have you ever heard about their? You hear about what's going on with them? Have you? Have you heard the gains that's happening with Palestinian Christians and Jewish Christians? No, you haven't. Talk about that. It doesn't bleed. It heals. And when people come face to face with this type of violence, it changes. You know, you had a Kennedy from Fox News. I think she was also with Guy Benson, some other of the personalities there. They took a trip over to Poland, of all places. They went to concentration camps and they had their world rocked.
This anti-Semitism, this malignant anti-Semitism that has taken hold, and it's deadly in this country. And when it's not deadly, that is accidental, because it is intended to take as many lives and cause as much harm as possible. And, you know, unfortunately, some of the most vocal members of the Free Palestine movement are also very murderous.
Yes, they're very, very murderous. Murderous intent. That's what they're all about. It's eerie. It's like, I forgot the movies. What was that one movie with, it was Morgan Freeman? The evil comes back. The evil, just the same evil that was here 100 years ago, is now embodying in another group.
So, you know, a week and a half ago, I was in Poland with Guy Benson and Emily Campagno and Mary Catherine Hamm and Molly Hemingway. And we went to Treblinka, which was a death camp, an extermination camp. We went to Majdanek, which was a concentration camp, Auschwitz and Birkenau, where 1.5 million people were killed. And so, and as we're going through this journey, it's really heavy. Mm. And it's kind of stunning that what happened there, the psychological manipulation and the extermination of millions and millions of Jews and Catholic Poles, there are a lot of people who actively hope that they could make that happen again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they may not have the sophistication of the SS, but you do have this murderous intent.
You do. You know, when I was over in Poland, I actually visited, I was in Krakow. I visited Auschwitz. While I was there, I met up with some other cats that were also, you know, traveling, went to Auschwitz. It's not like signs, Auschwitz this way. They kind of just, is just there. You can ask directions. Some people, they might tell you. Other folks that just keep walking because they're ashamed of the place. It's intact. A Nazi extermination camp. And what was crazy is after we left that camp, me and three other kids, you know, two were from the UK, one was from Czechoslovakia. We got jumped by a bunch of skinheads, like seven of them. Surrounded us. Dude took off his studded belt. There's about to be a beatdown. And I'm a black dude there. And I'm like, I'm in trouble. My parents don't know where I am. Jesse Jackson don't know where I am. This is before Rainbow Coalition. What are we going to do? One of the guys actually spoke English. I'm like, why are you rolling up on us? We just came from Auschwitz, for God's sake. How are you going to be Nazis living like 2 miles from Auschwitz? That's what I said to him. He said, we don't like you North Africans coming here, buying up all of our stuff, buying up our property. I said, first of all, you know, it's called capitalism, but I'm not here to argue with that. I'm not North African. I'm from America. This was 1990. I mean, this is right after 89, 90. This is right after the wall went down. I mean, actually around that time. I was there a year after. These guys looked at me and they said, wait, you're from America? Where? I said, I'm from Chicago. Then one of the skinheads said, bang, 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 bang. Yeah, still, yeah, bang, bang. I ain't playing. Bang, bang, Chicago. I could probably take one or two of them, but there was one dude that was huge. Huge. I wasn't getting past him. Then they said, do you know Disney? Do you know the Disneyland, the mouse? I'm like, yeah, I know the mouse. I know Mickey. They said, we're so, I apologize. We love Americans. We thought you were, I didn't tell them the other cats were not from, we were all from America. So they took us all out for a beer. And I sat, you know, near the entrance in case things went south, but it didn't go south. It's crazy. But in the same thing, I walk out of the Holocaust, the museum memorial, actually the Holocaust, but I walk out of Auschwitz, get jumped by skinheads. You got two Jews that were working at the Jewish embassy walk out of the Holocaust Hotel and get shot to death. Let me tell you something. The only way we are going to deal with this is to reinstitute law and order. The only way we're going to deal with this. Lawlessness leads to more lawlessness. We have the Democrat Party. They don't want law and order because they want to advance their agenda, their progressive agenda, on the blood of innocence. We have to continue to defeat the Democrats at the ballot box. There is no reason on God's green earth for a Democrat to be in office any longer. They have demonstrated that they are not worthy. We have to protect and embolden our police to enforce the law. If we don't have rule of law, we're going to have Sharia law, and then you're really going to be screwed. You don't believe me? Oh, there's videos out there of women who in England who are saying somebody do something. England is now 38.7% white. They've allowed for the Muslim world to just take over their country. They're looking at instituting Sharia. Look at what's happening in France. Rule of law. Continue to pray for the country. Pray for President Trump. Pray for his administration. Pray that the arms of the corrupt be broken. James T. Harris. Sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.